Today is January the 9th, 2018, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we are up to Matthew 15, verse 11. But before we read his powerful words, let us pray. An ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the Bridegroom, the Counselor, and the desire of our hearts. You are ever loving and forgiving, the Great I Am. You are the hope of all mankind, and especially education. You're the instructor of instructors. And you bring us joy. You are kind, and you are love. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, and thank you, Lord, that you are near to us each and every day. You are the God over all things, and you are the perfecter of our faith. You quiet us with your love, and you are the resurrection and the life. You're the saving God and the testimony across the sky, ubiquitously ours, and the Vindicator. Oh Lord, you are the Word. Thank you for the words preserved for us. You are excellent and extraordinary, the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and zealous for us. Great God, we love you so much, and we come to you each day, because without you, we have nothing. Fill us up, Lord, with the Holy Spirit, that we may be good to others, that we may reach out and love, especially when we don't feel like it. Especially, Lord, when it's those children or those colleagues that we don't like. Lord, help us to love those who do not love us and help us to bless our enemies. It is not a natural thing to do, Lord, and that is why we come to you. For it is Jesus' way, and we want to be like him in school today. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. And we ask it all in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are in the book of Matthew all year this year and up to chapter 15, verse 11. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus, he called the people to him and he said to them, the Word of God, Matthew 15, verse 11. Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person. The Word of God, Matthew 15, verse 11. Praise God for the powerful words of Jesus the Christ. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song, and then I come back on and read the lyrics to you. And today I've found a beautiful song by Selah called You Are My Hiding Place. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust you. I will trust you. Let the weak say, I am strong. In the strength of the Lord, I will trust you. What a beautiful song, my friends. And for those of you that don't know, there is a playlist that's available to you. And you can find that at tinyurl.com/aw180-justjesus. Or you can go to our website at www.aw180days.com. And on the left-hand side, you can see Just Jesus. And there is also the playlist available to you. I pray that you enjoy and that you are covered with the Lord in song. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. This very short, momentary, yet reverent, and prayer of unity is done at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying for all the Christ followers in our schools, whether they're staff, parents, or students, that we may shine his light. And so, my friends, when that alarm goes off today, and you do need to reset your alarm if you turned it off for the Christmas vacation, or if you've never turned it on, try it. It's a really awesome sound at the very middle of the afternoon when you will know that you are not alone. And so today, I look forward to praying with you, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his third series this school year called Fields of Faith. Today it is called Maelstrom's Immaturity, and the verse that he chose is James 1, verse 4. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Nancy teaches high school art. All six of her class periods are packed with 30 or more students. Her budget for materials has been cut, though her class sizes have increased. There are not enough individual drawers for her students' art supplies, so some are sharing while other students, not bothering to buy their own, are simply stealing. Student misbehavior, partially due to overcrowding, has increased this year, along with the number of time-consuming steps she must follow before making a discipline referral to the main office. As the art department chairperson, a position for which she does not get paid, she had an extra conference period last year in order to have time to deal with all those added responsibilities, which include developing department budgets, substitute teacher orientation and monitoring, new teacher interviews, curriculum development, and attending bi-weekly campus leadership team meetings. Due to student overcrowding this year, she lost the extra off period. When substitute teachers are unavailable, she must cover the unattended classes during one of her conference periods, along with other staff members in the fine arts department. Due to scheduling difficulties this second semester, the school counselors have put Art 1, Art 2, and Art 3 students in the same class period with no consultation from her. She must now teach three levels of art in the same class at the same time. She has been assigned bus porch duty in the afternoons and has had to break up at least one fight every 2 weeks. The words academic maelstrom most accurately describes Nancy's teaching position this year. A maelstrom is defined as a powerful, often violent whirlpool sucking in objects within a given radius. What is amazing is that Nancy sails along in this whirlpool of constant swirling chaos and sacrifice, yet does not get sucked down into negativity or discouragement. She still loves her job and sees it as a great challenge, similar to mountain climbing, one of her and her husband's favorite summer activities. Nancy knows she is a missionary for Jesus Christ, and she is exactly where he wants her. She knows the peace and presence of Jesus within her is so desperately needed at her high school. Added to her regular chaotic school schedule, she sponsors an art club and the student Christian club, which are both growing. She also meets with two other Christian teachers after school on Fridays. They call it happy hour. Instead of getting intoxicated due to the stress on the job, They detoxify themselves through sharing, caring, and prayer before they go home to be with their families for the weekend. One of the indestructible sails on Nancy's professional ship is the Bible verse, James 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, fellow educators, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Nancy believes and knows the challenges of her profession are helping bring her to spiritual and professional maturity. Are you in a professional maelstrom right now? Know God is testing your faith and producing perseverance in your life. Know that this is all part of God's bringing you to spiritual and professional maturity. Know that, with God's help and leadership in your professional life, you can successfully pass this time of testing. Know your job is a mission field and that God's love is needed by the students, parents, and staff you serve. Know that you are right where He wants you to represent Him, to be His peace and presence. The prayer. Lord, thank you for giving us perseverance and maturing us through the professional trials we are now facing. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's comes from Abraham Lincoln. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from today's reading in Matthew 15, verse 11. Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person. Almighty God, Lord, guard the portals of our mouth today. Help our hearts to be clear and kind and focused on you. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, that we do not defile ourselves with our words, but that only a fountain of living water from you will come forth from our mouths. Let our words be tender. Let them be merciful, like you are to us. O gracious God and merciful King, we thank you for this day and your power in us, for we would have nothing without you, Lord. And with you, we have everything. We love you, adore you, and need you, and ask you for this all in the merciful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.